We live.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we bless and we honor you, Lord Jesus, for this day, for the gathering of your saints, Father God, to sit before you, to bless and honor you, Lord Jesus. We praise and thank you. Father, we ask that you will continue to pour out your spirit upon us throughout this service. Father, we pray over Pastor Ben, Lord, that as he prepares to share your word and what you have given to him, that he may decrease and you would increase in him. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to speak through him clearly, that the word of God may go forth without any interruption, Lord Jesus. We pray over every heart and mind to receive the word that you have today, that we are sitting to listen, to hear, to receive, and to continue to meditate on the word that you have for us, that we may grow in your spirit. In Jesus' name we bless and praise you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. How's everybody doing this morning?
Blessed.
Amen. I know I am blessed. Thank God for the prayer this morning. I think it was awesome. The fact that the Lord is streaming the prayer service live. I think it's just brilliant. I don't know.
Amen.
I'm just thankful. And I'm requesting that anyone that wants to take part in the prayer live and you have some prayer requests, please get in the chat room and text the prayer request to us and they'll get it to me and I can speak it out while we're still live. And if you'd rather not do that, you can email your prayer request that we will pray over for Sunday. What's the email address, Nikki? S4C Global Members at gmail.com. S4C Global Members at gmail.com. I'm pretty sure that's it. It's Janelle's email address, you guys. So you all, most of you know Janelle. And then she will make sure that we get those prayer requests. But please join us on Sunday mornings between 9:30 and 9:45 Pacific time. Amen. A couple things. When we go to Hawaii, God willing, in February, if we're still here, it is not the main island. I forgot which island it is, but it's not the main island. So we'll give you info because I said we're going to be on the main island in Hawaii, but Sean told me that it's not the main island, but and she told me what. Just pay attention. We'll give you directions exactly where we are, or send us an email. We'll let you know. Okay. All right. Everybody good?
Amen.
All right. Anybody have a Bible or a computer, or a laptop, a phone, something? All right. All right. So a couple things I want to go over. I heard this the other day on TV, and I thought it was really worth mentioning. Live every day like it's your last, because one day you'll be right.
Right.
Is that deep?
Yeah.
Live every day as if it's still your last, because one day you're gonna be right. One day will be your last. And if you want your best light, if you want your best days, if you want to meet Christ during your best days, every day should be your better day.
Amen.
Because you don't know what did the Bible say? Tomorrow is not promised. I know you think you're gonna live forever. But the Bible said tomorrow's not promised. It's a pretty good chance you won't be here forever.
Amen.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
You know, so let your best day be today, because today might be your last day. Amen. Thought it was worth mentioning. All right. So, here's the message. Y'all ready? When the Lord was giving me this message, at first I thought he was referring to how I felt about him. This message. But instead, this message is, when I asked him, I said, oh, so you want me to speak on something that's based on how I feel? He said, no, this is how I feel.
Yes.
It'll make sense to you in a minute. And I said, oh, this is what you're trying to tell us. He said, yes, this is what I'm about to tell you. He said, this is how I feel. This is what's going on with me. So I'm going to share with you now, okay? God said, I can't just walk away. Did y'all hear that? It's going to make sense in a minute. He said, I can't just walk away. A lot of us that are waiting for the rapture, a lot of us that want the rapture to happen last night, a lot of us that are on pins and needles waiting for the rapture, the Lord says, I can't do it. I can't just drop what I'm doing just for the rapture to happen for your sake.
Yeah.
And he gave me some reasons why, which I thought were pretty fantabulous.
Yeah.
Amen. So this is what I have in respect. God said, I've invested too much to walk away. I know you want the rapture to happen right now, but there are too many things hanging in the balance. Be patient and be faithful. I'm coming.
Amen.
That's what he said. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be the message right there. It's not, but it could be.
Yeah.
I know we've been waiting on a rapture since 2010.
Yeah.
Okay. But ain't nobody waited as long as Noah.
Yes.
Nobody waited 120 years. So however long you've been waiting, I guarantee you it ain't been 120 years.
Amen.
Okay, so we're all waiting for this to happen. But God, listen, first of all, God planned all this out before we got here.
Yeah.
God had everything planned out before we knew what a rapture was. God has things hanging in the balance. God's timing is incredibly beyond perfection. Every moment makes a difference. Every breath means something. Every ray of light has a purpose. And so God can't just make it rain just because you want it to. Whatever God does, it has to be in coordination and in balance with everything else that he has going. Does that make sense so far? When your heart beat, if I got this right, and some of you doctorates tell me, every beat your heart makes, it causes something else to happen. That causes something else to happen. That causes something else to happen. When your heart misses a beat or skips a beat, that interrupts something else that should have happened, right? Which could ultimately cause you issues as you go, if you're able to go on beyond that. So God says, I can't just stop. He says, I hear your cries. I see your need. I see your desire. I see where you are. I know you're tired of hearing the same message over and over. But what people fail to remember is that just because you hear it over and over doesn't mean it's being said over and over for you. Because sometimes, you know, some of us, take a minute for us to really get it.
Yes. Amen.
And you need to remember this message so you can share the accurate and the complete message with somebody else. Sometimes you keep hearing the message over and over because you need to be reminded.
Amen.
Of what God's plan is, because y'all know if we're not constantly reminded, how easily we forget.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to constantly remind that kid, you better get in there and fix that bed. You got to always tell that person, you better go take that trash out. You better do. We're always reminding the people that we are responsible for what they're responsible for.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
And so if you hear the message over and over, it ought to be anchored in your spirit right now. And God needs you to understand that the rapture is not just for your benefit, but it is for the benefit of other things that I have going on.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
How are we doing, Pastor Sandy?
Amen. Doing good.
All right. So for some of you, now this kind of tripped me up when he threw this in there. But I'm going to share it with you. Some people have decided, in spite of all the things that they know, I'm just going to walk away. Out of all that they've been taught, out of all that they've gone through, I'm going to tell you when the Lord first started working with me on this message, before I knew it was about him, I had already decided, I'm like, I'm too deep in this to walk away.
Yeah.
When you invested millions of dollars in a project, you're not so easy to just get up and just add, we'll just write it off and just keep stepping. That's not how that works. When you know why some people can just walk away from the church? Because they have nothing vested in it. They don't take part in any prayer service. They don't help keep the building. They don't give a tithe or an offering. They're not trying to support anything or anybody. They just show up, get what they can get, and they book.
Yeah.
Well, ain't nothing else here for me. I might as well go. And you know why they can do it? Because they have invested nothing. So they can just get up and walk away. If you've been in a marriage for 50 years, ain't nobody going nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to see to that. I don't care what you want to do. You ain't leaving here. All the money I done spent on you and all this, no, you staying. I don't want to be, I don't care. 50 years. You ain't got that long no way. You sticking it out. Amen. Because I got something vested in this. But if I'm just walking in, get what I can get, It's easy for me to turn my back on God. I never turned myself completely over to him in the first place. So it's easy for me to walk away from him because I had somebody told me, and I'm ashamed to say who it is, so I'm not gonna. Somebody told me once, you know, when you get married, you just give 50%. Somebody that was very close to me. You just give 50%. And that way, if it don't work out, you only have 50%. Well, maybe because you only gave 50% is the reason it didn't work out.
Amen.
Amen. And so some people walk into this giving 50%. That way, if it doesn't suit me, I haven't really lost that much.
Yeah.
God's demands are non-negotiable.
Amen.
They are what they are. You come in because God's not going to give you 50%. If God is in your life, he's going to give you 100%.
Yes.
And he expects and deserves at least 100% from you. At the very least, he deserves 100% from you.
Amen.
Because of what he's already done. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So here are some of the, I don't want to say stupid.
No,
okay, so don't say, so I'm not going to say stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to say ridiculous. So we're not going to use that word.
Mm-mm.
I will say unfortunate. I think that's a safe word to use.
That's good.
Amen. Is that good? I'm going to say unfortunate way people, excuses that people have for not wanting to stick with Christ. But my thing is, if you give God 100%, I can't say that. Unfortunate excuses won't happen. See how I ran through that list? I couldn't say this, I couldn't say that. Those things won't happen.
Yeah.
Amen. So let's see if you fit, or if you, I know you don't fit in here now, but let's see if any of these ring any bells. All right? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
The reason some might walk away, excuse number one, I can't follow something that can't be proved. How many times have you heard people say in the Bible, well, you can't prove that in the Bible? Well, you can, I ain't never seen that. Well, it might be in the Bible, but it ain't nowhere else. I beg to differ. I have a couple examples for you that, you know, history may bear witness to. Amen. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is based on, I'm going to just read it and then I'll tell you about it. The scriptures speak of invisible structure. Y'all with me so far?
Yeah.
Invisible structure. Science has recently discovered the universe is made of atoms. Scripture knew this about 2,000 years ago. So, invisible structure. You don't see atoms,
right?
But you know they're there. Because without atoms, it would be impossible to build any, because atoms is what it takes to develop. Anybody, are y'all, you need atoms in order to have substance or resource, so you can, material. You need atoms. And atoms is an invisible structure. It's necessary. Am I right, Paris? Atoms are necessary to make other things come together. Amen?
Amen.
All right, well, he's the youngest one in college that I know that's good. Yeah. Amen. Somebody turn to Hebrew 11 and 3. Let me know when you get there. Amen. Just one person and I'm out. Not even one. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you. By faith, we understand that time was created by the word of God. So that which is seen was made from things that are invisible. Y'all still, I hear pages
Amen.
Turning.
Amen.
I'm going to read it again. Okay. By faith, we understand that time was created by the word of God. We all understand that, right?
Amen.
Is the word of God invisible to us? The word of God, what God, Christ was the word of God. And Christ was, I'm talking about, okay, taking Christ out of the equation. Because he was the word of God manifest to us on earth.
Right.
Okay. Taking that knowledge out of the equation, the word of God is invisible to us as we stand. Would you all agree with that?
Yeah.
Only three people. That's all right. If you can point out one of them words in the atmosphere and point it out to me, let me see it with you. Since you don't know whether it's invisible or not, let me point it out and then I'll stop service so I can watch the word that you see. All right. So thank you. So now the word of God is invisible to us, but it is the building block. It is what makes it is when God speaks that happens. It's an invisible structure. Amen. In that respect. Do y'all understand that? Does that make sense? Pastor Sandy, I know I got you, right? Amen. And so that makes sense, right? All right. Where is my wife? I know I got a wife. Oh, there she is. All right. Amen. All right. So that didn't do it for you? All right. Somebody turn to Isaiah 40, 21 and 22. Just one person say amen. Not even one.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Can I get a amen? I just want to know you there. You ain't got to agree. Just tell me you there.
Isaiah 40, 21.
Hey, thank you. One amen. Amen. The Bible reveals the earth is round. Now, I know some of you geniuses out there believe that the earth is shaped like a soda cracker. I know you think that. But the Bible does not bear witness to that.
Amen.
That's just you alleging in your own mind. You think that.
Yes.
The Bible says something different. But you'll see that when I'm done. And if you don't, that's on you. The Bible reveals the earth is round. Isaiah 40 and 22. The verse says, let me know when you get to Isaiah 40.
Amen.
Okay. Verse number 20. I'm going to start at verse number 21 because the answer is in verse 22. Haven't you heard? This is the New Living Translation. Haven't you heard? Don't you understand? Are you deaf to the word of God? The words he gave before the world began. Are you ignorant? It's spelled differently in the Bible, but you know. 22. God sits above the circle of the earth.
Amen.
How many of you guys went to preschool? Kindergarten?
Amen.
First grade? Did anybody find out what a circle looked like when you were in one of those three grades? So if you were in one of those three grades, you're pretty sure what a circle looked like.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to read it again just in case you missed that class. God sits above the circle of the earth. The people below seem like grasshoppers to him. He spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes his tent from them. The world is round. I know you don't agree, but who cares? The world is round. That's the way God said it. That's the way God made it. Thank God for you. It doesn't keep you out of heaven just because you missed those classes.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Still not convinced?
Yep.
Y'all, amen. I'm just trying to tell you, the Bible, the history bears witness to the Bible.
Amen.
Let's go to Job 38 and 35. Am I moving too fast for y'all? Do you have a Bible? Greg, look in where my computer bag and get this baby a Bible.
I'm checking to see if the flat earth is mad at you yet.
Oh, they not mad yet. Wait till they see it. Baby, that's your Bible. Okay? Anybody else need a Bible? Now let her open it. Don't you be unwrapping it. Let her open it. There you go. Amen. That's her gift. You let her unwrap her own gift. Amen. Y'all trying to open it up, see what's going on. Amen. God, I love my brother. Amen. Amen. So, Job 38 and 35. Y'all ready? Light, Job 38, 35. Light can be sent and manifest itself in speech. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Light can be sent and manifest itself in speech. It's said that all electromagnetic radiation, like X-ray and radio waves, travel at the speed of light. This is by James Clerk Maxwell, very renowned scientist, who discovered that electricity and light waves were the same thing. Did y'all know that already?
Repeat that.
I'm going to repeat it again, Pastor Sandy, because you asked. Light can be sent and manifest itself in speech. Light can be, this is good stuff. And manifest itself in speech. It's said that all electromagnetic radiation from x-rays to radio waves. Be sure to lock that door back, Greg. Radio waves travel at the speed of light. Again, James Clerk Maxwell, give him his due, who discovered that electricity and light waves were the same thing.
Wow.
Is that deep? That's a Pastor Sandy message right there. That's something he'd have came up with. Amen. So now in Job 38:35, God is asking Job, I believe this is when the time where God had to straighten Job out.
Yes.
Because he was going through some stuff, so he kind of had a right to trip. But God had to put him in check. And God said, listen, bruh, can you send forth lightning that they may go and say to you, here are we. The lightning that was sent by God, once it reached this destination, reported back to God in words. How awesome is your God?
Yeah.
I didn't write that. That was there when I looked at it yesterday.
Amen.
And if your Bible don't say something like that, get rid of that Bible. God just spoke. God sent the lightning, and it reported back to God once it reached its destination. And you think God can't get you a car? You think God can't pay your light bill? You think God don't know how to heal you when something's wrong with you?
Yes.
When even the lightning reports back to God.
Come on.
How deep is that? See, if you're having a problem with your faith, it's not God.
Amen.
It's you.
Amen.
If you're having a problem believing that God is who he said he is and that he'll do what he said he'll do, the problem is not God. Because everything understands and obey God except you. If you're having a problem trying to stay focused, it's not God. It's you.
Amen.
Even the lightning responds back to God. How long God been chasing you? And you ain't responded yet. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all want one more? I think I got another one. I think I wrote down another one. Nope, that was it. I know. Because I had so many other things to say. Amen. But do y'all understand how history bears witness to the word of God?
Amen.
Amen. So you can't say that I don't want to follow God because there's no proof of what he does or what he did. There's nothing backing God up except the Bible. No, yeah. God's word is backing God up, and history is backing God up.
Amen.
So again, the problem is not God. The problem is you. You just don't want to do it.
Right.
Amen. All right, so let's go to another thing. Another excuse. Y'all ready?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus isn't the only way. He was just a good teacher. That's pretty popular. Jesus can't. Listen, Oprah-lite, let me explain this to you. Oprah-lite, that's what I call him. Because she's the first, I can't call her a moron. She's the first demonic demon. I can call her that? I mean, well, don't call her that. Okay, so some of you Oprah-lites might have a problem with that. All right, so I'm not going to call her a moron. I'm not going to call her the words that she say absolutely stupid. I'm not going to say that.
Thank you, Pastor Sandy.
You're very welcome, Pastor Sandy. So I'm just saying that you need to learn how to read for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's check this out since you think that. Jesus said, I am the way. He says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Somebody find John 14 and 6. When you get John 14 and 6, stand up. And for unless you believe that I am he, capital he, that I am he, you shall die in your sin. Somebody find John 8:24 and stand up when you get it. The apostle Peter echoed these words when he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Acts 4 and 12. Somebody get that? Stand up. Listen, Jesus, I'm telling you, every time I preach, I got to call off these crazy old names. Muhammad. What's some other nut names?
Buddha.
the big belly with the clay belly guy, and Harry Kirster at the airport. I don't even know if they're at the airport, that bus station now. I don't know where they are. All these fake, no life, death bringing, worthless idols that you dust off every morning and feed and pray to, that you're giving God's glory to, they will never see you into the kingdom of God. Amen. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Amen.
And if you're serving them, it is your choice, not God's command.
Amen.
If you're praying to Mother Mary instead of God the Father, you're not getting in because you are disobeying what God has told you to do. She was just another soldier like us, being obedient to God.
Amen.
That's who she was.
Amen.
She was being obedient. God needed somebody. He chose her. It's not that she was so holy. She was the one that God chose. He did not tell you to pray to her. None of that stuff you crazy people do. Oh. Okay. You might be crazy, but I'm not calling you crazy. I'm just saying you unfortunate thinkers. Amen. That was good, right? I should write that down. Amen. So now, who's got John 14:6? Loud, nice and loud.
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Jesus Christ is the only way you can make it to the Father.
Amen.
You are not getting in the Father's house without going through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the only way you're getting in. There's no other way to get in. There's no back doors. There's no escape hatch. There's no booby hatch. There's nothing. There's one way. Christ is the way. He's the door. And once he closed the door, that's it. And if you are on the wrong side of the door, good luck to you.
Amen.
Hello. Amen. All right, who's got 8:24?
Right,
set, read loud.
Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for you do not believe that I am he. You will die in your sins.
How many times did he say that? He's telling you, you are going to die in your sins if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the only way. You are going to die in your sins. You are not going to make it in. You are not going to be a part of the kingdom of God. You are not one of God's people. You are not going to make it in if you do not believe exactly what God said.
Amen.
And Jesus is God.
Amen.
And when he spoke because he's God. And if you don't trust and believe that who he is, who he said he is, you are not going to make it in. Is that clear?
Yeah.
So you are not going to get before God claiming I didn't know. Because if you heard me say that, you know.
Amen.
And now you are responsible because God knows and we know you know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Acts 4 and 12. Was prayer service good this morning?
It was.
It was awesome. It was who's got Acts 4:12? I can't see you. Pastor Sandy is tall.
Yeah.
Amen. Go, Jasmine. Yeah. Woo! Look at Jay. Come on, Jazzy.
There is salvation in no one else.
There's no salvation in anybody else.
God has given no other name.
There is nobody else you can call on for salvation except Jesus Christ. You can't call on Oprah. You can't call on that nappy head man that's preaching now. What's that boy's name? The singer guy. Kanye. You can't call on him. You can't call on the Kardashians. You can't call on nobody but Jesus. Go on, babies. Talk some more.
By which we must be saved.
You can call them, but they ain't going to save you. Is that it? Oh, yeah. That was it. All right. I was on a roll. I didn't want that to be it. All right. Amen. 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 All right. So, amen. I got 22 minutes. All right. So, Paul concerned, there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Paul said there is one God.
Amen.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. They are a triune. One. The three make one. There is one God. When part of the triune came to earth, he was still the one. The Holy Spirit that's in you is still the one. The God that is in glory watching us now is still the one. The three are still the one. So if the one said it, it's still the one. If the Holy Spirit said it in you, it's still the one.
Yes.
They're not divided.
Right.
They're still one. They, each of them, have the equal amount of power as each of them because they are one. Amen. So don't think Jesus Christ was a lesser God because he came from heaven. He was the same God. He just covered himself with flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Same power, same authority. He didn't have to deal with all he dealt with. He could have called down a few legions of angels, wiped the map clean, started all over again.
Right.
He had the authority to do that, but he chose not to because the plan was bigger than his comfort. The plan was bigger than his convenience. I was a part of that plan 2,000 years later.
Yes.
If he'd have wrapped it up ahead of time, I would never have had an opportunity to be with God.
Yes.
If he'd have wrapped it up before its time, I would have missed out on the glory of God.
Yes.
If he'd have came before I got here, I would have no chance of being with the Lord.
Amen.
If he raptures us before his plan has been complete, somebody is going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd have came in 2010, some of y'all wouldn't be here now.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd have came when we first screamed out, Lord, hurry, 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 a lot of people would not have been able. We wouldn't have had this online ministry where people are receiving Christ online.
Right. Yes.
People are part of the prayer online. It wouldn't have happened. God's... The Lord said, I cannot, I can't. He said it to me like this. He said, I can't just walk away. He said, I can't. He said, because there's too many things hanging in the balance. Remember, God is after a harvest.
Amen.
God is after a harvest, and the harvest ain't done.
Right.
He's after a harvest. Y'all got to listen. I'm not talking to sinners. They're not going nohow. I'm not talking to the lukewarm. They're not going in the rapture either. I'm talking to those that are ready to go. God cannot do this prematurely without interfering with his master plan.
Yes.
If you trust him, you need to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Just be ready.
Yes.
Just be prepared. Because he may not rapture us today. He might just send for you.
Right.
You still got to be ready.
Amen.
You still got to be in the field working.
Yeah.
You still got to. He may not send for all of us. He might just send for you. What you going to tell him? You still got to be ready.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let me go on back and finish this message since my wife only gave me 18 more minutes. Amen. Excuse number two. Actually, it's number three, but I'm going to say two. Christianity doesn't work for me. I need something else. I know, right?
Right.
You know, it's just not my thing. You know, I tried it and, you know, I weighed the options, you know, and I dabble a little here and I dabble a little there. And, you know, it just don't work for me. So I bid you adieu. I'm out.
Yeah.
You don't realize how out you are. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Do you think God's goal with Christianity is to make you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you think? You think part of God's plan was to make sure that you are as happy as you can be because every day is your best day? And that the sun will shine on you no matter what you're doing? And that the Lord is with you?
Mm-hmm.
So why are you worried? God will see you through no matter what. And if you were saved back in the day, don't worry. You're still saved. I know your life doesn't exactly fit up to God's plan, but it's all right because you're part of that mold. And if God says you in, you in. And if you want a copy of this tape for $45.95, I will send you a copy of this lie I just thought of. For you, so you can play it over and over in your mind, so that whenever the Holy Spirit tries to prick you, you can have him to listen to this. Is that what you want? Is that what you expect God to do? Is that what you think God is all about? Because you're tripping.
Yeah.
Amen. Since you don't feel that you're living your best life now, since you don't feel that God is raining down sunshine all over your life right now. I'm going to just walk away. And I'm going to find me some happiness. I'm going to find me somebody that's going to agree with me. See, that's your problem. See, you need somebody. You want somebody to agree with you. See, don't you hate it when people want to drag you into a pity party? Don't you hate that? If you feel it sad and sorry, low and low down, good and for nothing, please don't call me. Because I ain't got nothing for you. I don't indulge pity parties. I don't attend them. I don't support them. I don't have anything. I don't feed them. If you feeling like, because see, if I'm feeling like something's going on, I need to take it to the Lord.
Amen.
And I need the Lord to remove whatever this is from me, because I know it's not you. If I'm feeling that way, I'm like, Lord, I need you got to do something, because this is not you, and it can't be me, and I need you to fix this. Remove this, what I rebuke it, and just start singing and praying and you can't listen. This battle is nothing that we're doing is about you. It is all about Christ and his plan.
Yes.
You are allowed to serve with God during this plan. Y'all understand? You have been invited to be a part of God's ministry.
Yes.
But the ministry ain't about you. I know you are a legend in your own mind, and you think you are God's gift to everything. The truth is, you're not. That's just what you built up in your mind. But that's not God. Listen, you'll get what you got coming when you meet God. Good, bad, or indifferent. Whatever belongs to you, you'll get it when you meet God. Amen? Whether it's something that you're looking forward to or something you know ain't going to be right, you'll get what you're getting when it's your time. Right now, it's not your time.
Amen?
Y'all mad at me now? Okay, because y'all know I don't care, right? I just, you know, every now and then I take a census. All right. So somebody go to 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. We're almost finished. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. I'm going to have you do that same thing. Somebody go to Luke 21, 36. I'm going to have you do the same thing. And when you get that, stand up. I need somebody to go to 2 Corinthians 13, 9 through 11. Amen. And then Matthew 25, 3 and 4. So as you get these scriptures, I need you to stand up. Because I want to help the person that think this walk is not for them. Amen? All right, so the bride will have a... This is what God is expecting from you, and not you. See, you're trying to fulfill what God is expecting from you. You're not trying to get God to fulfill what you're expecting from him. Amen, somebody. Okay, let me rephrase that. Let me say it differently. Your primary concern is not what you can get from God.
Amen.
Your primary concern should be, what else can I do for my God?
Yes.
Okay? Yes. Which makes it not about you, uh-huh, but about who you're serving.
Right.
Amen? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So for the person that thinks that this just don't work for me, let me see if I can smooth out some of those rough edges for you, so you'll have a better idea that this actually was designed specifically for you. Amen. Who has 2 Corinthians 11 and 3? Read loud, Chrissy.
But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your mind may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
Amen. God is looking for your pure devotion to Christ. He doesn't want to share what belongs to him with anything or anybody else. The Bible says God is a jealous God. People don't preach that anymore.
Yes.
God is a jealous God.
Yes.
I better not see somebody else hugging my wife unless we're in church and it's a hug me prayer, God bless you in the name of Jesus, and then we part.
Right.
But if I see you rubbing her back and got the back, we're going to have a problem. We finna have a problem. Because I'm not, well, I guess in that case, I'm a jealous man too. I paid for that. That's not yours. You can't be rubbing up on what I got, you know. God is the same way. God's like, you ain't rubbing up. I saved that. I died for that. I bled for that. I left heaven for that. You ain't sharing. No. All you belongs to all of me.
Yes.
God wants your absolute devotion, not a pity party. Who's got Luke 21?
36.
Yes, loud.
Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
God demands devotion, and he demands that you watch and pray. That's not a suggestion. That's a command. It is your job as a believer and a follower of Christ to stay absolutely devoted to God and to watch and pray. Watch and pray.
Yes.
Because God is trying to save us from something. Amen?
Yes.
All right. Who's got 2 Corinthians 13, 9 through 11? Mother Sharon, which one do you have?
Matthew 25, 34.
Okay. 3 and 4.
Three and four.
Pastor, you going to get Corinthians?
I'll do Corinthians.
Okay. Mother, go ahead and read Matthew 25, 3 through 4.
Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
It is your responsibility to make sure that you have oil in your lamp. It is not the pastor's job. It's not the mother's and the missionaries. It's not your husband or your wife. It's not the neighbor or the preacher down the street. It is your job to keep your oil, to keep oil in your lamp. That's your job.
Yeah.
So let's run around the jobs again. It is your job to stay devoted to God. It is your job to watch and pray. And it is your job to make sure that there is ample amount of oil in your lamp. That's your job. My job is to show you where to get it. It's your job to get it. My job is to teach you how to keep it. It's your job to keep it. I'm not peeping through your windows to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to call you every day making sure you still believe in God. I taught it. I showed you. I'm the example. There you go.
Amen.
And that's how that is. I'm not trying to find out what you're doing. That's between you and the Lord. My job is to be an example. Your job is to follow instruction.
Amen.
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 Pastor Drea, which one are you reading?
2 Corinthians 13 and 9.
9 through 11.
9 through 11.
Uh-huh.
We are glad whenever we are weak.
Uh-huh.
But you are strong.
Yes.
And our prayer is that you may be fully restored. This is why I have written these things when I am absent, that when I come, I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority.
Yes.
The authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down.
Yes, yes.
Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration.
Restoration. Amen.
Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace.
Yes.
And the God of love and peace will be with you.
When you feel that something is attacking you and you feel like maybe I need to be somewhere else because I'm not sure that this is for me, you need to read 2 Corinthians 13, 9 through 11, because that's going to instruct you and that's going to talk to you and explain to you how God sees the way you're supposed to be. These are things to encourage you, to build you up, to make you stronger, to help you understand that you actually have a purpose and a place in this walk. This walk was designed specifically with us in mind.
Amen.
And for you to think that you will be better off without this, you're stepping out of the boat into the water with no life raft and no rescue boats ahead.
Yes.
You're stepping out of the boat for salvation into a river with snakes and alligators and big fish and whale that's ready to consume you. If you get out of the boat, there's no guarantee you're going to have an opportunity to get back.
Amen.
I know a lot of people think, I'll be back there. How many people have died in their sleep? Mm-hmm. How many people had plans for the next day and never saw the next day?
Amen.
Just because you think, people sitting outside their house, drive-by shooting. They don't even know what hit them. People in their house are victims of drive-by shooting. They were in their house. Somebody shot through the house. Wasn't even aiming at them. Shot through the house. Shot them. They don't even know what happened. They don't know when it happened. They were talking, and next thing they knew, they were in the presence of God. And they don't know what happened. The Bible said tomorrow's not promised. You don't have time to second guess what the Spirit of God has already placed in you. There's no time for that. Your job is to make sure that you are on your job.
Yes.
Your job is to make sure you're following the instructions. Your job is not to question God. Your job is to obey God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. This thing says 5 minutes, but I'm going to see what we can do.
Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. I got some good stuff for you. Okay. So let's go to John 16:33. Everybody can go there. If I get one amen, I'm going to start.
Amen.
I have told you these things. Oh, Pastor, did you read that already?
You said if you get one amen.
Amen. No, I'm wondering, did we read the scripture already? No, we didn't. Did we read 33 already?
No.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Okay, in me you may have peace. In this, no, we didn't read this. Okay, it just sounded familiar with what she had already read. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me, in Christ Jesus, in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But I'm saved. I'm not supposed to have trouble. In this world, you will have trouble. In what world? In this world, you will have trouble. So when trouble come knocking at your door, you're not all surprised. And because the Bible says you're going to have some issues. There are going to be some things that happen. All right? Y'all follow me? But take heart. I have overcome the world. But the Lord has said, but don't trip. Don't get all bent out of shape. I've overcome everything you are about to go through. And I'm telling you, you're going to make it. I'm telling you, if you stay with me, I will pull you out. I'm telling you that I have been through everything you're going through right now. And I'm telling you, if you stay with me, you will come out. If he will bring the Hebrew boys out of a fiery furnace, he'll bring you out of a doctor's office. He'll bring you out of a welfare office. He'll bring you off the bus line. He'll put food in you. God will do this, but you have to be as one with him. Amen. How's that, Pastor Sandy?
Kimberly Scott, watch lady, says awesome
message. Amen. Amen. Thank you, watch lady. Amen. Kimberly. Somebody go to Psalm 68. I'm almost finished. I know I keep saying it, but I really am. Psalm 68:19. Don't you even used to go to church and the pastor say, I'm almost finished, and an hour and a half later, he's taking up a third offering? Look, I ain't the only one been there. I know some of y'all been there too. Amen. Amen. It's sad, but it's true. Amen. Now this is the last. The Lord told me the $20 line over here. And if you got $50, come over here. And you know, and those of you that got $500, I need you on the altar. Yeah, you really need to be on the altar. Amen. Amen. But we're not going to go there. Amen. Amen. Y'all, is anybody in Psalm 68?
Amen.
68:19-20. Psalm 68:19-20. Verse number 19. I have two versions of that one verse. The Lord desires praise.
Yes.
Day after day, he carries our burdens. The God who delivers us, Selah, or think on this, our God deserves our praise.
Yes.
You praising God, I know you... I've had foolish people mention in my presence that what kind of a God needs you to praise him all the time? Is he egotistical? You know what? Or some people say, I'm praising that because God needs this. No, let me check you for a minute.
Yes.
God don't need this. He was all sufficient before you got here.
Amen.
He was all sufficient before he created an earth.
Yes.
He was all sufficient before he created anything else. He was fully sufficient. He didn't need nothing and nobody. But it was explained. I need a towel. It was explained to me in a beautiful way once. God wanted to adopt some children that he could share his goodness with.
Yes.
That's a pretty good way of looking at it. And so God created a people so that he could adopt.
Yes.
And he says, now I'm not going to make you want me. I'm going to allow you to want me. And if you want me, then we'll call you. You'll be saved from what's about to happen and for what's going to happen in the future because you want me and I want you. If you don't want me, then you won't be saved from what's coming and condemnation. You won't be saved. So if you want me, you're saved because you want me. You're going to come after me, right? I wanted my wife, so I went after her because she wasn't thinking about me.
Uh-huh.
But somewhere along the line, I started thinking about her. And so I went after her. Because the Bible says he who finds a wife, not she that hunts down a brother. Amen. And so I went after what I wanted. And so if you want God, you're going to go after God. You're going to seek him out. You're going to try to find out what makes God tick. What does God like? Because when you're after somebody, you need a little background. You did that. Okay, somebody jingalinging. Oh, that's me. Nikki, it's jingalinging. Make him shut up. Amen. He tried to say something. I am too. Amen. When you after something, you need a little background. You need to kind of scope them out a little bit. Find out what they like. What's their favorite color? What they like to eat? What they don't like? Because find out what they like is as important as what they don't like.
Amen.
Because you pull up in a Pinto. You know, and that they may not like that. Well, y'all don't know what a Pinto is. Have mercy. If you pull up with a rent-a-wreck, okay, same as a Pinto. Have mercy. If you pull up on a bicycle, and she just bought a dress, or she bought a new outfit, and it's raining, and you pull up in a bike, you might have a problem. Did I say that right? Okay. So if you're interested in this person, you're going to be looking for what pleases this person. You're going to be looking for what turns this person on. What can I do to make this person want me? When you're looking for God, I want to know what God likes. I don't know what his language is. Because he may be calling me something and I have no, I'm just smiling and chinning and grinning. I don't know what he's saying. He's calling me, oh, mon ami. And I'm like, what you call me? And God trying to impress me and I'm starting to fight. Because I don't know God's language. Right? And so he sent somebody to help teach us the language of God so we'll know what the scriptures are really saying.
Amen.
When you think the scriptures are saying, once saved, always saved, the scriptures are truly saying, that's not what I'm saying. But you don't speak God's language, so you don't know that. So you take boo-boo the fool, you take his word, and now you think you saved always because some nutbag on the corner told you saved.
Yeah.
Amen? Have I veered off?
No.
Amen. Y'all looking at me like y'all trying to figure out who I am. Amen. Amen. So that was the translation of that verse. That was NET Bible. The International Standard Version says, blessed be the Lord who daily carries us. God is our deliverer. All day, every day, even when we're asleep, God is hovering over us,
right,
watching over us.
Amen.
Things that would have happened to you,
amen,
that you were even unaware of, didn't happen because of the presence of God that's in you and on you. The presence of God that's in your atmosphere. You don't realize the kind of God that you serve, that watches over. He's thinking about you when you're not thinking about him. He's constantly delivering you from things that you didn't even know you were in. He's delivering you from stuff you didn't even realize that you were in a trap until you looked down and saw God pulling you out. You didn't even know that you were in the jaws of danger until you saw God delivering you. You had no idea that you were about to lose your life. And God eased up and took you. You don't understand what God is doing.
Yes.
It is our duty to pray. Because see, when we praise God, it's not building God up. It's building us up.
Amen.
It's adding fuel to the fire. It's reminding us of his glory. When you praise God, God inhabits those praises. And then God works on your behalf through your praises.
Yes.
The Bible tells us he inhabits our praises. It didn't say he inhabits our songs. It didn't say he inhabits our reading. He didn't say he inhabits our study. He said, I inhabit your praise, because your praise is just between you and him.
Yes.
And so God gets into those praises. And he starts working things out for you. And he starts doing a little something, something here. And a little something, something there. And when you realize it, you didn't even know that you've been delivered.
Yes.
You didn't even know. Because God is working things out through your praises to him. So don't think when you're praising God, you're doing God a favor.
Amen.
Because people think that. I'm doing God a favor by praying. Let me go to church and praise God. You know, he's looking for right about now. You ain't doing God no favor. God don't need you. You need him.
Amen.
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 All right. Verse number 20. Our God is the God of victory. With an S. He is the God of victories. The Almighty God is our escape from death. He's our escape. I am saved from death. He is my escape. I'm saved from so many things.
Yes.
I'm saved from so many. I am saved from destruction. I am saved from death. I am saved from being a slave to my sins. I am free of being a slave to sin. I have been set free from. I can't even tell you all the things that God has set us free from. Salvation is a big thing.
Yes.
And when you are saved, you are saying something. You're not just saved from hell. You're saved from what could happen while you're still here.
Yes.
While you're yet here, God is constantly pumping salvation into your atmosphere so that you're not trapped and you're not caught. And if you should find yourself somewhere that you shouldn't be, God is pumping ways of escape for you. So when you're saved, you're saved. Amen?
Amen.
All right, come on, let's keep going. I'm almost finished. This paper all juiced up. I didn't realize how juicy my mouth was. I got just squirting all over the place. I'm like, man, need a spit guard up here. Amen. Amen. I asked the Lord once, why am I so juicy mouth when I'm praying? I asked him, because it was bothering me. Because of the way that I pray, if my throat dried, I wouldn't be able to speak.
That's right.
He said, so I give you more than enough. And so, amen.
Yeah.
So,
beware.
Look, wear your tallit. Amen. So, amen. All right. Amen. This is the last page. Amen. Excuse number four. This is the last one. Why are Christians hypocrites? Like they ain't a hypocrite in the world. All the hypocrites are in Christians. That's the way it sounds. But that I got an answer for you too. Because there's so many hypocrites in the church, and I can't stand hypocrites. You forgot you wouldn't saved all your life. I know that, first I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna go on, I'm sure. You people that keep saying you've been saved your whole life, stop lying. You ain't been saved your whole life. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
If you've been saved all your life, the Bible lied and we're all here for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think you've been better than everybody else for most of your life. That's just from your perspective. Amen? Because some of us have a way that we feel we should be seen, and the rest of us actually see who you are. Right? Am I right, Pastor? And so you are so annoying when you say you've been saved all your life. You haven't. Now, back to our sponsor. Christians are being changed. This is in response to all the hypocrites in church. Okay, so first of all, y'all know that our doors are open to anybody. Drug addicts, junks, hypocrites, you, everybody. Right? We let anything in because that's just the way it is. I was a thing at one point and God let me in.
Amen.
Amen. And I know you don't think you were once a thing, but trust me, you might still be. But God let you in, and there we go. Christians are being changed from the inside out.
Amen.
To be a hypocrite, they would need to be arrogant, claiming that they have reached perfection.
Wow.
Amen. I used to hear people say they were perfect. They used to teach that, how perfect they are. Yes, sirree, Bobby. And so if you know any imperfect Christians, just be patient with them. Pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal their sins to them soon.
Yeah.
We are, S4C, we are a MASH unit, Mobile Army Surgical Hospital.
Yes.
That's what MASH means. It is a Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Hospital. We can wrap this thing up and go anywhere.
Amen.
We're on our way to Hawaii, aren't we?
Right.
We can wrap this up and wherever God leads us and plant it right there and do exactly there what we do here.
Yeah.
We open our doors to people that are hurt, broken,
amen,
in sin.
Amen.
Once was in sin. Amen. Now I'm not sure. We open our doors to everything and everybody that desires to know this God.
Yes.
That's what we do. That's why we're here.
Yes.
Somebody's door had to be open so that I could get here.
Amen.
My testimony is not that I've been saved all my life. My testimony is God brought me to a place where he could actually do something with me.
Yes.
God saved me from me is my biggest testimony. That's, all right, I'll read it. Let me read this to you. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you.
Yes.
You hear me? You give all your cares and your worries to God because he cares about you. You don't have to carry anything.
Amen.
What's her name? Iris?
Amen.
Is it Iris? Yes! And those of you that know me know that's a big deal.
Yes.
She was in prayer this morning. Go catch that video. You give all your prayer, all your worries to God. God's big enough to handle it.
Yes.
You don't have to worry by yourself at all. God's got you plenty of backup. And whatever the enemy say to you, you already know it's a lie.
Yes.
And even if you don't see what God has spoken in your spirit, if you hold on long enough, you'll soon see.
Amen.
Because just because you don't see it with these don't mean it's not happening.
Yeah.
It just means you don't see it yet.
Right.
Because God lives in eternity. We live in time. So when God sends it out and said, it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
But because God sees everything at the same time, beginning, middle, and end, and everything in between that, when God speaks, he knows it's done, but we haven't got to that point in our life yet.
Right.
We haven't got to that point in time yet. God sent it to 3 o'clock. We're still on 2:15. And so at 3 o'clock, we'll see it, but we got to get to 3 o'clock before we see it.
Yeah.
Y'all follow me? So when God says you're healed,
right,
and you're going into surgery, God says you're healed.
Right.
When God says, I got this, don't worry. If God said it, he's got it.
Yeah.
Just because, and Pete notices coming through the mail and they calling you on the phone and God says, don't worry, all that's been done away with. I've already taken care of that. But Lord, they're still calling. He says, don't worry, I got this. You remember, God is in eternity. You're in time. If God says he's got it, he's got it. So instead of stressing over the bills, you need to start rejoicing over what God has already told you. Amen? Because if you, the Bible says this is a faith walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot rely, your relationship cannot be based on what you think you see.
Yes.
Your relationship has to be based on what God has shown you in the spirit.
Yes.
What do you mean by in the spirit? What God has placed in your spirit. What the Holy Ghost reveals to you as you walk.
Yes.
What the Holy Ghost reveals to you in your mind. When he comes to you in your dreams and he gives you peace and he shows you things. When he speaks to you during prayer. When he speaks to you during a message. When God speaks. Those are the things you concentrate on. Not this other mess. That was 1 Peter 5 and 7. Matthew 18 and 15. If your brother sins against you, go and confront him privately. Don't go to YouTube. Don't go to Instagram. Don't go to Facebook. Don't be going to all these other places trying to put somebody in check because you're wrong.
Amen.
The Bible says go to them privately.
Yes.
And let your Christ light shine.
Amen.
Y'all work it out and let it be that.
Amen.
Don't you wrong for blasting your brothers and sisters. Now, if you are correcting them through Christ, they got a scripture wrong. No, that's not what that scripture says. That scripture says blah, blah. That's different. That's correction. But if the two of you have had a problem and you're going to put that problem on Instagram and you're just going to blow it up, see, now you're wrong. Amen? The Bible says go to them privately. Y'all work it out. Y'all have a little prayer. Read a scripture if you need to. Go back to this YouTube and listen and then work it out and then y'all going back to where you need to be. Amen? Does that make sense? I'm almost finished. There's a lot of juice on this paper. Let's see. Privately, if that person listens to you, you have won your brother over. Colossians 3 and 20. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. He's not just talking about your natural children. But do you know that we are the children of God?
Yes.
And if he says, children, obey your parents, God is a parent. And God is, Pastor Sadie said, how many times he said, if I don't want you playing in the street, it's not because I'm anti-street. I don't want you to get run over by a bus.
Amen.
I don't want somebody backing up and not see you and run you over. I don't want you in the street because I don't want you hurt.
Amen.
So don't play in the street. You just don't understand. Well, that's fine. Don't go on the street. Amen?
Amen.
All right, that didn't do it. 1 Timothy 6 and 1. I only have one more after this, and then I'm done. All who are under the yoke of slavery should regard their master as fully worthy of honor, so that God's name and our teaching will not be discredited. Those of you that have jobs and report to other people, you should work as unto Christ. They need to see that you are not like everybody else. Because when they talk about you, they should see the Christ in you when they talk about you. They should not categorize you as another one of the thieves, another one of the complainers, another one of the ungrateful. You know, we got to watch them because you know they always got to check their pocket. They shouldn't have to have a metal detector when you leave work.
Amen.
They should be able to say, you know what? I don't know what it is about that person, but, you know, I see something in that person that I don't see in everybody else.
Yes.
They should have something to say about you that reflects your light in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's even in church. Because, you know, people come to church to volunteer and do stuff. It's at church. I can show up and not show up. I can do it and not do it. I can let them know or not let them know. They just take it for granted that it's just something. They just volunteer anyway. See, there you go. Amen.
Yeah.
You do it as unto Christ, because Pastor Sam and I, we come in here and we minister whether anybody's in the building or not.
Amen.
Whether there's 1,000 people, 10,000 people, or just me and him. We do it as if though the house was full and the lines were lit up. Because we're not doing it for each other. And we're not doing it for you. We're doing it because this is what God has commanded us to do. We do it unto Christ. And we don't do it just to do it. We give it our all.
Amen.
We blow it. We light it up. People will think there's 1,000 people in here the way we speak, the way we think, because it's unto God.
Yes.
And if what you do is not to that caliber, then shame on you. Because it should be. Because
Amen.
He's worth it.
Amen.
The last one. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your body and your spirit. The Bible says it is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. This flesh that you have on, this body that you're in, that belongs to God. I know you don't give God his props, but it belongs to God and the spirit that's in it.
Amen.
So if you abuse and misuse and disfigure and muck up what God has placed in you, you are responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
So when he asks you about it, you need something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're responsible for that.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
We need to take care of what God has entrusted us with.
because we're going to have to give an inventory check when we need it.
Amen.
Amen. Are we good?
Amen.
Am I feeling? I think I'm going to sit down. Amen. If I said push that square up there. Top.
You wanted to say live?
No. Nikki,
the X.
Somebody get up here.
Oh, I got it.
The X. Hit it one more time.
All right.
Is it his?
Say goodbye to
the say goodbye. Yeah. Oh, let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray.
Okay.
Let me pray. I forgot. Stand up, y'all.
Okay. All right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for those that were listening and for those that will be listening and for those who have received it and for those who will receive it and for those who ask for prayer and for those that are in need and for those that are standing in the gap for someone else. We praise you and we magnify. We ask, Father, that your perfect will be done not just today, but through our lives and throughout our days, every day. That you would get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And that you would shadow, that you would fill the atmosphere of your people. That we will be all the things that you have called and created us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor, be good. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. How do they seem to be doing online?